Hey there, this is Comic Book Pit Audio Boo number 25, The Walking Dead number 93 review. So if you have been listening to Comic Book Pit for any length of time, then you probably have a pretty good idea that we're big fans of The Walking Dead, both the comic and the TV show. We've been fans since day one, issue one. Robert Kirkman, Tony Moore started the book, and it's Robert Kirkman and Charlie Adler ever since. And, you know, Walking Dead is one of those rare books. It's lightning in a bottle. It's an indie book that has managed to thrive and succeed in an industry that really, you know, The Walking Dead probably really shouldn't be a success, but it is. And it's right now, I think it's one of three Image books that it's going to hit triple digits pretty soon. It's going towards issue 100. I think the only other two Image books that are in triple digits are Eric Larson's Savage Dragon and Todd McFarlane's Spawn. And, you know, those have been Image books from, you know, back in the day, since Image was founded. Anyway, so I was collecting Walking Dead issues for a long time, until about the mid-60s, and then I decided that because of the storytelling, that it would read better in a trade paperback than issues. So I switched from issues to trades, and that's what I've been reading ever since. Last week, I saw on the shelf issue number 93, which had on the cover a new story arc called A Larger World. And it kind of interested me, so I picked it up and I read it. And I'm just going to say that I don't see myself going back to issues anytime soon. The problems I had with the issues, the storytelling back in the mid-60s, are the same things that are still going on now at issue 93, and that is mostly the overcomplicated, heavy-handed dialogue, and the pacing of the stories, and the I'll be honest, I'm just kind of bored with the group of survivors at this point. You know, there's a certain formula that Kirkman has used for the characters in their travels, where, you know, from the time they left Atlanta until they made it to DC, all it's been is they find a safe haven, they're very optimistic, they get attacked, or there's some, you know, external threat, they have to leave, they lose some people, they meet some new people, they find a new safe haven, they think it's great, and of course, you know, it's not, and that's the, you know, that's been the formula for the entire series, and it's, you know, it's happening again. This time, the story is that Rick and the survivors are approached by kind of an ambassador from a neighboring group of communities that they're looking to expand and add Rick's community to theirs. Of course, Rick is distrustful and acts a little crazy, and then he goes back and forth between being hopeful and optimistic, and then basically in the last page saying, we'll go down and see what they're doing, you know, if they're on the level, and if not, then we'll kill every last one of them and leave them for dead and take everything they have. So I'm not crazy about that. So all in all, sticking with the trades, with, you know, with The Walking Dead, I'm still going to read it. I'm still a fan overall, but sticking with the trades. And that's so that's pretty much it. So this is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.